Goosefaba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Every Wednesday, it's a small tip to make your life better. And today, we're going to magically save your eyesight. It's a big day. Big day.
All right. I'm not sure if I believe this. Let's do the procedure and let's see how I feel afterwards.
This is so incredible that Paul McCartney says that at the age of 78, this is why he does not need eyeglasses. He sees perfectly fine because many, many years ago, a yogi taught him how to do eye yoga.
Okay.
Now, eye yoga sounds very complicated, but it's not. And it's something that you can do literally right now unless you're driving. And then we suggest you probably don't do it right now. Wait till you park your car.
I mean, I don't envision it to be that all that difficult, but please explain. Let me know what it is that we need to do.
Why don't I let Sir Paul explain?
Oh, no. This is an actual lesson from Paul McCartney.
Uh-huh.
These Beatles think they know everything. Go ahead. Why not?
What it is you head still, and then you just look up as far as you can. 1, 2, 3, and then go back to the middle. And down. 1, 2, 3. And back to the middle.
So basically what you have to do with your eye yoga, first you're going to start, you're going to look all the way up, Raven, look all the way up. Now we're doing this live on Instagram at Anna and Raven.
In case you didn't know how to use your eyes to look up.
No, but you have to look really up, hold it 1, 2, 3, now look all the way back down, all the way down. Like look at your belly, like really, no, your belly.
I'm looking down.
All right, now look straight ahead. Okay, now you've completed part one of eye yoga. Hold on, next.
Wow.
And then turn, you go to the left. To the right, you do three lots of that. Now you do the diagonals, and then you go into the middle, crossing
like
your
me
eyes.
Every day.
Three sets of that.
Okay, Raven.
Did he just call a set a lot? By the way, before, is that one of those British things where they call like the toilet the loo?
Maybe.
I'm going diagonal now.
Yeah, now go diagonal. Let me. I'm watching Raven do this diagonal. Go diagonal. Okay. Now go diagonal. Now refocus center. Refocus center.
Uh-huh.
Now go diagonal the other way. All right, good. You're doing great so far with your eye yoga.
Does that mean I'm a beetle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And then even weirder, then you roll your eyes right round in a circle.
Yeah.
All right, roll your eyes right round in a circle, right round. I'm on Instagram right now.
I mean, I just want to point out the fact that the Beatles did a lot of experimentation with, you know, hallucinogens and all sorts of things back in the day. And that stuff wasn't all that judged before. So I'm not judging Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's not a doctor just because he's a sir.
He learned this from a yogi in India, Raven.
That's what I'm saying. And they were definitely experimenting when they were on that trip. It's well documented.
Cross your eyes so we can save your eyesight forever, please. Cross your eyes.
I can't cross them. I'm not one of those that can do that.
And then the last thing is you look at a distant object, and then you look at the lines on your hand.
All right, so look at a distant object. So look at something far away. Now look at the lines on your hands. It feels trippy. It feels real trippy.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That was that entire India trip. This is not a surprise to me.
Hold on.
Your eyes are muscles, whereas your ears aren't. So you can't, like, exercise your ears.
Yeah.
But your eyes, you can.
So there you go.
I think he just told me, listen and don't talk back. I'm pretty sure that's what he just said.
It is Sir Paul McCartney.